really don't know what it takes.
I'm not sure what you said. Nothing yet. So. Plus a lot of us.
I'm here too.
Well, oh, yeah, I would certainly assume that too. Did Jerry Paul stay in?
He stayed in, yeah.
Has Jerry made mailings to people?
This was the fine.
Just would be a lot.
Good morning, everyone. This is Patrick Myers, Fiscal Officer of Genoa Township in Delaware County, and I'd like to call to order the meeting of the Genoa Township Board of Trustees reorganizational meeting for the year 2009. Today's date is January 8, 2009. And
at
8:36.
Sorry, yes, 8:36. Oh, thank you, Fiscal Officer Myers. If Mr. Clace would lead us in the pledge.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And Mr.
Yes, at this time, I would like to ask for nominations for chairperson and vice chairperson for the Board of Trustees for 2009.
I would, this is Barbara Lewis, I would like to nominate Jerry Cotter for chair of the Board of Trustees.
I'll second.
Is there discussion? I would just like to add that Jerry has worked extremely hard as a trustee this past year, as she always has, as serving as a Genoa Township trustee, spearheading various projects such as Freeman Road and several other projects for the township, and therefore am very pleased to nominate her this year as chair.
Oh, I totally agree. She's a perfect person for the position.
Ah, that's great. Any further discussion?
No.
Roll call?
Roll call. Mrs. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Engelson?
Aye.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter, I didn't.
Oh. Aye.
She was the nomination, so I didn't think.
No. That's, yeah, she still has a vote. Yeah.
Okay.
Hearing three ayes, motion carries. Ms. Cotter is the new chair of the Board of Trustees.
And I will now entertain a motion for vice chairperson.
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to nominate Dave Engelson as vice chair.
I would second that nomination and in the discussion.
Oh, and discussion?
Yes, yes. I would like to mention that David Engelson, chosen as our new trustee this past year, has done an excellent job, and in particular in overseeing budgetary matters. He has served on our investment committee, and has been a very strong financial spokesperson for the board. And I am proud to also nominate him to second the nomination for vice chair.
And I would agree. I think that he's done a great job this year and has really been very helpful to the township and all the staff and all that he's done.
Okay, is there any further discussion?
No.
Roll call, Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries. Mr. Engelson is our vice chair.
Okay, at this time, I'd like to turn the meeting over to chairperson Jerry Cotter.
Thank you. Well, we have a number of resolutions to get through today since it's our reorganization meeting. The first one, I would like to, we may have to make a change here in the calendar, Mr. Wise.
Yes.
But generally, we will have our meetings on the regular meetings of the Board of Trustees will continue to be held on the second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 7 p.m. Meetings for the months of July, August, November, and December will be held on the second Wednesday only at 7 p.m. And there are a few exceptions which we should cover now, Mr. Wise. Okay.
The second Wednesday of the month of November is Veterans Day, so the board may want to choose to change that date. November 11th is Veterans Day. The offices are closed out of observation of the Veterans Day.
Should we change it to the 18th instead? Does that sound reasonable?
It looks good.
Okay, that would be the third Wednesday for November.
Okay.
Okay. And was there another date that we were looking at? Oh, that's right. We have some important staff that's not going to be available on the 22nd. Should we meet on the, since there's an extra Wednesday that month, should we meet on the 29th?
Sure, that's fine.
April 29th?
April 29th.
So we won't be meeting on April 22nd, and we won't be meeting on November 11th. Okay.
That's November 18th then, and is that what we...
We'll be meeting on November 18th and April 29th.
April 29th, okay.
Okay, so maybe I should revise my motion. Okay. I would like to make a motion that the Board of Trustees continue to be held, the Board of Trustees regular meetings continue to be held on the second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 7 p.m. Meetings for the months of July, August, and December will be held on the second Wednesday only at 7 p.m. And in the month of April, instead of having the meeting on the fourth Wednesday, April 22nd, it will instead be on April 29th that month. And then in the month of November, instead of having a meeting on the second and fourth Wednesday, we will have our meeting on November 18th. Yeah, it's November 18th.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Roll call. Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Ms. Cotter?
Aye.
Mr. Engelson?
Aye.
I'd like to make a motion to retain certain township policies, and I will motion to retain, number one, the Genoa Township personnel policies dated January 15th, 2008, and number two, the current police manual and regulations revised November 18th, 2003, and number three, fire department rules and regulations, protocol for medical alarms and employment policy.
I'll second.
Is there any discussion?
Roll call, Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Motion carries.
I get the short one.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to establish certain employment policies for Genoa Township for 2009. Number one, minimum wage of $7 per hour, maximum wage $44.71 per hour. Two, health insurance with vision, dental, life, and disability benefits for all full-time employees, part-time employees regularly scheduled for and working at least 1,500 hours per year, and firefighters regularly scheduled for and working at least 2,097 hours per year, and all elected officials with a $60 per month copay for family coverage, $30 per month copay for single individual coverage. Number three, department heads are to turn in written reports at the first meeting of each month. Four, it shall be each department head's responsibility to assign cleaning details for their department. Check with the administrator for supplemental help to be assigned by the administrator. Five, remaining in effect since January 1st, 1986, no one will be allowed in the police, fire, and maintenance buildings except employees of the township or as scheduled with the department head. Restricted access to police reception center must be LEED certified to enter. Six, use of tobacco products is prohibited in all township buildings, grounds, vehicles, and while in view of the public. Seven, overtime will be approved and documented by the administrator or department head. Eight, department heads will notify trustees or administrator
when they will be out of town in case of emergency or when taking sick leave. 9, to continue programs with public employees, retirement system, and Ohio Police and Fire Pension Fund for a salary reduction pension pickup for all eligible employees. 10, employees required to attend meetings on their off-duty hours will be compensated at $40 per meeting or their hourly rate for the actual length of the meeting, whichever is greater.
Second.
Is there discussion?
Roll call, Mrs. Lewis.
Aye.
Mrs. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. The next motion is for the police department pay scale, which I will read. I motion that the police department pay scale be set as follows. Chief, between $55,000 and $93,000. Deputy Chief, between $45,000 and $75,130. Captain, between $45,000 and $68,141. Lieutenant, $26.65 per hour to $29.55 per hour. Class 1 police officers, $18.01 to $25.99 per hour. Class 2 police officers, $16.50 to $17.50 per hour. Investigator, $18.01 to $25.99 per hour. Records technician, $12.53 to $16.65 per hour. Part-time records technician, $10.50 to $15.66 per hour. Receptionist secretary, $10.50 per hour to $16.44 per hour. Facility manager, $16.47 to $21.37 per hour. Shift differential for police department employees will be 75 cents per hour for regular time and $1.13 per hour for overtime. Shift differential will be paid for hours worked between 8 p.m. and 8 a.m.
I'll second.
Okay, thank you.
Is there discussion?
Roll call, Mrs. Lewis.
Aye.
Mrs. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
I would like to make a motion to rehire our police chief. I move to rehire Robert Taylor as police chief at a salary of $93,000 per year, which is $44.71 per hour, as per terms of employment agreement.
I'll second.
Is there discussion?
Roll call, Mrs. Lewis.
Aye.
Mrs. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye. I'd like to make a motion to rehire the deputy chief of police. To rehire Tom Haynes as deputy chief at a salary of $75,130 per year or $36.12 per hour with 4 weeks vacation to be accrued annually.
Second.
Is there discussion?
Roll call, Mrs. Lewis.
Aye.
Mrs. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
I'd like to make a motion to rehire lieutenants Ron Thompson at $29.55 per hour. Russell Chibali at $29.55 per hour, and Gregory Yurkovich at $29.55 per hour.
Second.
Is there discussion?
Roll call, Mrs. Lewis.
Aye.
Mrs. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
I would like to make a motion to rehire Class 1 police officers. I move rehire Class 1 police officers Jason Berner at $25.99 per hour, including $0.25 per hour education incentive. And I also, James Denman at $18.92 per hour, Larry Dixon at $25.74 per hour, Shane Fry at $20.25 per hour, Joseph Graham at $25.99 per hour, including a 25-cent education incentive. Jeff Hill at $25.74 per hour. Darren Hutchison at $25.74 per hour. Craig Jones at $25.99 per hour, including a 25-cent per hour education incentive. Richard Lyon at $22.37 per hour. James McMillan at $25.99 per hour, including a 25-cent education incentive. Matthew Messbarger at $22.37 per hour. Ryan Miller at $25.74 per hour. Israel Otterbacher at $20.25 per hour. Dan Rennebarger at $25.74 per hour. Sarah Jane Rath at $25.74 per hour. Eric Rockefeller at $25.74 per hour. Jennifer Toll at $22.37 per hour. Mark Wells at $25.74 per hour.
Second.
Is there discussion?
Roll call, Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye. I'd like to make a motion to rehire police investigators for 2009. I move to rehire investigators Michael Real. Riley at $25.74 per hour, Molly Welch at $25.99 per hour, including a 25-cent educational incentive.
I'll second that. Is there discussion?
Roll call, Mrs. Lewis.
Aye.
Mrs. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. I'd like to make a motion to rehire Class 2 police officers Christopher Betts at $18.20 per hour, David Stout at $18.20 per hour, Kenneth White at $17.16 per hour.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Roll call, Mrs. Lewis.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Motion carries.
I would like to make a motion to rehire our facility manager Sharon Thacker at $22.01 per hour.
I'll second.
Is there any discussion?
Roll call, Mrs. Lewis.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Motion carries.
I'd like to make a motion to rehire as our police records technician Lynn Kohlmeyer at $16.29 per hour.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Roll call, Mrs. Lewis.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. I'd like to make a motion to rehire Luann Puckett as receptionist secretary at $17.10 per hour.
I'll second.
Is there discussion?
Roll call, Mrs. Lewis.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Motion carries.
I move that the maintenance department pay scale be set as follows. The director's salary will be in the range from $44,000 to $74,081. The crew leader will be in the range of $15.75 per hour to $23.36 per hour. The equipment operator will be in the range of $12 per hour to $20.58 per hour. The driver laborer will be in the range of $12 per hour to $20.58 per hour. The office assistant will be in the range from $12 per hour to $18.37 per hour.
I'll second.
Is there any discussion?
Roll call, Mrs. Lewis.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
I'd like to make a motion to set the maintenance department uniform policy as follows. Cold weather clothing. All full-time employees of the maintenance department and building and grounds unit will be provided cold weather clothing. Replacement will be at the sole discretion of the maintenance director. Work boots. All full-time employees of the maintenance department and buildings and grounds unit will be provided work boots. Replacement will be at the sole discretion of the maintenance director.
I'll second.
Is there any discussion?
Roll call, Mrs. Lewis.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Motion carries.
I'd like to make a motion to rehire as director of roads, buildings, and grounds, Robert Matthews, at a salary of $74,081 annually, which is $35.62 per hour, with 5% allocated to the township hall program, 5% allocated to the park program, and 90% allocated to the road and bridge fund. 4 weeks of vacation to be accrued annually, and he has required attendance at meetings.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Roll call, Mrs. Lewis.
Aye.
Mrs. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Ingalls.
Aye.
I move to rehire maintenance employees Mike Disbennett at $19.81 per hour, Jimmy King at $20.19 per hour, John Lutschinger at $23.36 per hour, the crew leader, Richard Mounts at $20.58 per hour, and Anthony Ray at $18.52 per hour.
I'll second.
Is there any discussion?
Roll call, Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
I'd like to make a motion to rehire Jim Adcock, Maintenance Department Office Assistant, at $18.37 per hour.
I'll second.
Is there any discussion?
Roll call, Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Motion carries.
I'd like to make a motion to rehire our administrator, Paul Wise, at a salary of $84,000 per year, or $40.39 per hour, as per terms of the employment agreement and with required attendance at meetings.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Roll call, Mrs. Lewis.
Aye.
Mrs. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Motion carries.
I'd like to move to rehire Linda Greco as Human Resource Specialist at $24.73 per hour and required attendance at meetings on an as-needed basis. And it will be paid, the attendance at meetings will be paid at a two-hour minimum.
I'll second.
Is there any discussion?
Roll call, Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. I'd like to make a motion to rehire Don Durbin as office assistant at $18.37 per hour with required attendance at meetings on an as-needed basis and will be paid at a two-hour minimum.
I'll second.
Is there discussion?
Roll call, Mrs. Lewis.
Aye.
Mrs. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Motion carries.
I'd like to make a motion to rehire as our part-time office assistant, Renee, is that Catraba? Catarba, at $13.38 per hour and required attendance at meetings on an as-the-need basis to be paid at a two-hour minimum.
I'll second. Is there discussion?
Roll call, Mrs. Lewis.
Aye.
Mrs. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
I move to rehire Donna Batten as Fiscal Officer Assistant at $20.43 per hour and required attendance at meetings on an as-needed basis, which will be paid at a two-hour minimum.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Roll call, Mrs. Lewis.
Aye.
Mrs. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
I'd like to make a motion to rehire John Baker as Buildings and Grounds Laborer 1 at $20.19 per hour with a minimum 2 hours pay for cleaning Township Hall and Parks.
I'll second.
Is there discussion?
Roll call, Mrs. Lewis.
Aye.
Mrs. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Motion carries.
I'd like to make a motion to rehire Michael Fry as a Buildings and Grounds Crew Leader at $22.91 per hour with a minimum 2 hours pay for cleaning Township Hall and Parks.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Roll call, Mrs. Lewis.
Aye.
Mrs. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
I move to rehire Andrew Smith as Buildings and Ground Labor 2 at $20.38 per hour, minimum 2 hours pay for cleaning Township Hall and Parks.
I'll second.
Is there discussion?
Roll call, Mrs. Lewis.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
I'll motion to rehire seasonal building and grounds employee Kyle Stelzer at $10.66 per hour.
I'll second.
Is there discussion?
Roll call, Mrs. Lewis.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Motion carries.
I move that the fire department pay scale be set as follows. Full-time fire chief salary, $65,000 to $93,000 per year. Deputy fire chief salary, $59,000 to $76,076 per year. Medical director, $250 per month. Staff lieutenant, $26.15 per hour to $31.22 per hour. Lieutenants, 2008 pay ranges per labor agreement. full-time firefighters and paramedics, 2008 pay ranges per labor agreement.
I'm sorry, that's a
2009. That's right. The lieutenant should be 2009 pay ranges per labor agreement, and full-time firefighters and paramedics should be 2009 pay ranges per labor agreement. Part-time firefighters, $12.88 per hour. Fire administrative assistant, $11 to $16.95 per hour.
Second.
Any discussion?
Roll call. Excuse me. Roll call, Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Ms. Goddard.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Motion carries.
I move to rehire Gary Honeycutt as fire chief at a salary of $93,000, $44.71 per hour, 4 weeks vacation to be accrued, no reimbursement for fire runs and fire meetings.
I'll second.
Any discussion? I do have some discussion. Required attendance at meetings, right?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, Chief.
Amend
trustee
my,
meetings.
Yeah. Amend my motion then to include required attendance at meetings.
Good try.
I'll second. Any discussion? Further discussion?
At trustee meetings, yeah.
Ms. Okay. Lewis?
Aye.
Ms. Cotter?
Aye.
Mr. Engelson?
Aye.
Motion carries.
I'd like to make a motion to rehire Lynn Hancock as deputy fire chief at a salary of $75,323 or $36.21 per hour, plus a 1% performance incentive retroactive to the first pay of 2009, 3 weeks vacation to be accrued, and attendance at meetings if necessary, and no reimbursement for fire runs or fire meetings.
I'll second. Is there discussion?
Roll call, Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. I'd like to make a motion to rehire Craig Skeel as staff lieutenant at $31.22 per hour.
I'll second.
Is there any discussion?
Roll call, Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Motion carries.
I move to rehire medical director Dr. Thomas Gavin at $250 per month to be paid on a monthly basis.
I'll second.
Is there discussion?
Roll call, Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
I'd like to make a motion to rehire the following.
Sorry. Motion carries.
I'd like to make a motion to rehire the following lieutenants: Joseph Ponzi, I've heard that name a lot, at $23.73 per hour, including paramedic bonus; Andrew Spittler, at $23.73 per hour, including paramedic bonus.
Second.
Is your discussion?
Roll call, Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. I'd like to make a motion to rehire the following full-time firefighter paramedics: Joshua Bryan at $19.93 per hour, Anthony Cato at $19.93 per hour, Chad Cochran at $19.93 per hour, Craig Downey at $20.18 per hour, which includes a 25-cent educational incentive, Michael Gurdy at $18.60 per hour, Kevin Jackson at $19.93 per hour, Brady Johnson at $19.93 per hour, Daniel Lundy at $19.93 per hour, Angela Morole at $20.18 per hour, and that also includes an educational incentive of 25 cents. Brock Piatt at $17.27 per hour, Eric Scheiber at $19.93 per hour, and Robert Stevens at $18.60 per hour.
I'll second.
Is there discussion?
Roll call. Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Ms. Cotter?
Aye.
Mr. Engelson?
Aye.
Motion carries.
I move to rehire the following full-time firefighters, EMTs: Jeffrey Keebler at $18.73 per hour, David Wark at $18.73 per hour, and Corey Weekly at $18.73 per hour.
I'll second.
Is there discussion?
Roll call, Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Ms. Cotter?
Aye.
Mr. Engelson?
Aye.
Motion carries.
I'll move to rehire the following part-time firefighters at $12.88 per hour plus a 1% performance incentive retroactive to the first pay of 2009. Robin Creamer, Stephen Fenton, Kevin Johnson, Mike McKay, Douglas Nabarger, Jeremy Ross, Douglas Smith, Richard Thrash, Doug Walters, Kurt Dietz, Jason Kay, Chris Minier, Jeff Ross, Thomas Schwab, Chad Thompson, and Christopher Valley.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Roll call. Mrs. Lewis?
Aye.
Ms. Cotter?
Aye.
Mr. Engelson?
Aye.
Motion carries. I'd like to make a motion to rehire Fire Department Administrative Assistant Lisa Willis at $16.78 per hour plus 1% performance incentive retroactive to the first pay of 2009.
I'll second.
Is there any discussion?
Roll call. Mrs. Lewis?
Aye.
Ms. Cotter?
Aye.
Mr. Engelson?
Aye.
I move to rehire administrative assistant. I move to rehire assistant administrator, development and zoning director Joe Clace as administrative. Assistant administrator, development and zoning director at a salary of $61,370 per year, which is $29.50 per hour. Required attendance at trustees meetings, attendance at zoning board meetings as required, and 3 weeks vacation to be accrued.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Roll call, Mrs. Lewis.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Motion carries.
I move to rehire Thomas Francy as zoning enforcement inspector at $19.35 per hour with required attendance at meetings as needed, and he'll be paid at a two-hour minimum.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Lewis.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. I'll motion to rehire Susan Dorish as permit development inspector at $20.07 per hour and attendance at meetings as needed, and will be paid at a two-hour minimum.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Roll call, Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Motion carries.
I move to rehire Vicki Stainer as office manager zoning secretary at $17.36 per hour, plus a two-hour minimum for attendance at trustees, commission, and BZA meetings. And
I'll second. Is there discussion?
Roll call, Mrs. Lewis.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Motion carries.
I make a motion to compensate members and alternates of the Zoning Commission and Board of Zoning Appeals zoning boards at $40 per meeting, including walkabouts, for the purpose of reimbursing expenses incurred in reviewing text and maps for upcoming meetings. A maximum cap annually for the Zoning Commission is set at $599.99. The fiscal year for reimbursing meeting expenses shall be December 1 through November 30.
Second.
Any discussion?
Roll call, Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. I'd like to make a motion to appoint Joseph Clace as the Genoa Township representative to the Delaware County Regional Planning Commission and Susan Dorsch as his alternate.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Roll call, Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Motion carries.
I move to appoint Jerry Cotter as the Genoa Township representative to the Delaware County Health Board.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Roll call. Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Motion carries.
I move to...
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. To set cost to reimburse mileage at 55 cents per mile, that's the 2009 IRS standard mileage rate, for trustees, fiscal officer, and other township employees who use a personal vehicle for township business if a township vehicle is not available. And this must be approved by appropriate department heads.
Second.
Any discussion?
Roll call. Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Ms. Connor?
Aye.
Mr. Engelson?
Aye.
Motion carries. I would like to motion to set the rental fee for the Township Community Hall at a flat rate of $100 plus $100 fully refundable per rental permit security deposit to compensate for utilities, supplies used, and wear and tear. It's available to Township residents only. The hall is recommended for family use, reunions, parties, etc. Commercial enterprise is strongly urged to seek space for meetings, seminars, and other business functions elsewhere. Reservation fees, damages chart, and rental permit dated January 17, 2008 are attached to our minutes for your reference.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Roll call. Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Ms. Cotter?
Aye.
Mr. Engelson?
Aye.
Motion carries.
I move to set rental fee for the Township Park Shelter as follows. McNamara Park for a family, $30. For a company, $100. Freeman, Hillmar, and Center Green Parks for a family, $25. And for a company, $75. To compensate for utilities, supplies used, and wear and tear. Available to Township residents only. The park shelter is recommended for family use, reunions, parties, etc. Commercial enterprise is strongly urge to seek space for meetings, seminars, and other business functions elsewhere. The park shelter reservation fees and fee schedule are attached to our reorganizational meeting schedule.
I'll second.
Is there discussion?
Roll call. Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Ms. Cotter?
Aye.
Mr. Engelson?
Aye.
Motion carries.
I make a motion to set cemetery fees per the attached fee schedule to our minutes. It's dated January 3, 2008. Opening and closing fees will be waived for former and present employees who own cemetery lots. Names of present or former employees are to be designated on the cemetery map.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Roll call. Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Ms. Cotter?
Aye.
Mr. Engelson?
Aye.
Motion carries. I'd like to make a motion to set the zoning fees as follows, which is per the attached 2009 Township Zoning Fee Schedule.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Roll call. Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Ms. Cotter?
Aye.
Mr. Engelson?
Aye.
Motion carries.
I move to approve the 2009 pay period schedule as per the attached schedule to our reorganizational meeting agenda.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Roll call. Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Ms. Cotter?
Aye.
Mr. Engelson?
Aye.
Motion carries.
I make a motion to direct the maintenance department and zoning office to remove all unauthorized signs located within the right-of-way.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Roll call. Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Ms. Cotter?
Aye.
Mr. Engelson?
Aye.
Motion carries. I'd like to make a motion to allow the fiscal office as needed to make supplemental appropriations within a fund at the legal level of control on the UAN accounting program. All other transfers require approval of the Board of Trustees.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Roll call. Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Ms. Cotter?
Aye.
Mr. Engelson?
Aye.
Motion carries.
And I'd like to make a motion regarding the advance of real estate tax collections. Whereas the Genoa Township Board of Trustees has determined that it is necessary for current expenses to request an advance on tax monies collected by Delaware County on behalf of the same, and whereas said revenue will be applied to current expenses, therefore be it resolved that the fiscal officer of Genoa Township is hereby authorized and directed to request the Delaware County Auditor to draw a warrant for an advance of tax monies collected on behalf of said township but not yet dispersed pursuant to Ohio Revised Code Section 321.34.
I'll second.
Is there discussion?
Roll call. Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Ms. Cotter?
Aye.
Mr. Engelson?
Aye.
Motion carries.
I'd like to make a motion to establish salaries and method of compensation for trustees and fiscal officer. Whereas the salaries of the trustees and fiscal officer are governed by ORC sections 505.24 and 507.09 respectively, based on the budget of the township. Therefore, be it resolved that the annual salaries for the Genoa Township trustees and Genoa Township fiscal officer will conform with the proper amounts established by law effective January 1st, 2009, and further resolved that the salaries of the trustees and fiscal officer shall be paid in equal monthly payments in conformity with ORC 505.24 and 507.09.
Second.
Is there discussion?
Roll call, Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. I'd like to make a motion to approve the various 2009 zoning application forms that are attached to our minutes.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Roll call, Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Motion carries.
I move to approve the annual township highway mileage certification of 86.97 miles for 2009 per attached certification. This compares to 85.14 miles in 2008.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Roll call. Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Ms. Cotter?
Aye.
Mr. Engelson?
Aye.
Motion carries. Are there any announcements or other business to come before the board?
I believe our next meetings then for this month.
The 14th.
Are the 14th.
Is it the 14th? Yeah, that's right. Our one and only other meeting this month is going to be January 14th at 7 p.m.
Right.
Actually, do we need to change that? Because did we say that in...
Okay. We made a motion.
But I know, but I think this one was
regarding
wrong
January
then.
28th, right?
Yes.
There's going to be no meeting January 28th.
Yeah, so I'd like to make a motion to let people know that there's not going to be a meeting on January 28th.
I'll second.
Any other discussion?
No, I think I have none.
Roll call.
Roll call, Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye.
Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. If there's no other business today, then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We'll adjourn today at 9:20 a.m.
Second.
Oh, sorry. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Roll call.
Roll call. Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Ms. Cotter?
Aye.
Mr. Engelson?
Aye.
Motion carries. We are now adjourned at 9:20 a.m.
Oh, I thought that was, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. That was... Yeah.